what is more special to you? If it happens spontaneously in the heat of the moment or if the guy asks permission first?
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, spontaneous.
Okay. What does that say about consent?
If you're fine enough.
No.
No, they're going to cancel me.
You have to catch,
I didn't
you have
mean
to catch
that.
The vibe. There's a vibe.
Okay, yeah. Let me ask you this. What determines what should and should not be spontaneous during sex?
If you're ugly, don't even try anything spontaneous.
Okay, if you've talked about it at least, like, before.
They should be able to read the situation, I think, and spontaneous would be the right way to go.
I think. If you ask, it kind of ruins the moment. Yeah. It's like, oh.
It makes it a little awkward, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm a big person on just feeling the vibe. If you don't feel the vibe, and if you don't understand social cues, then maybe you should just wait and ask for consent.
Okay. Does no always mean no?
Yes. No always means no.
Okay. If consent is such an important thing, why don't they typically ask for it in Hollywood movies?
Because it's stigmatized to not be not be sexy, to not be the move, to just take action beforehand. So that's what the publicity goes with.
Hollywood movies are mostly taken from the male perspective, so they don't really get that the women maybe want to be asked.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, if you look at the movie Sleeping Beauty, right? That's a man who kisses a woman who's unconscious. He doesn't ask for her consent, right?
But that was the only way for Sleeping Beauty to be awake.
Okay, all right. What determines what should and should not be spontaneous during sex?
Consent. Literally, like, just asking for consent all the time.
Okay, so every time a guy, like, puts his hand somewhere, he needs to ask permission for it?
I think that...
Or just ask if you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, it's like, all about...
Are you comfortable with me, you know, putting my hands on your waist or something like that?
And checking in. I think that checking in, you don't necessarily have to ask every single time, but just checking in and making sure that the person is comfortable with what's going on is, like, a really big deal.
Establish ground rules. There's nothing wrong. Every communication is key.
Right. Okay, if a guy's going to perform anal sex, does he need to have a pre-production meeting about it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And,
That is not something you just... Oh.
Sorry, babe. Wrong hole.
Putting it in the butthole. Okay. That should not be spontaneous. That should be consensual. Because, yes. Like, some girls don't like it in like, you know, their anus. So, like... You should not just be like, okay, let me put it in your butt. No, you gotta ask, like, are you okay with anal sex? If you're not okay with it, then you can't do it.
Is consent something that can be withdrawn once it's given?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know.
But I feel like if someone comes in and is like, yeah, let's do this, but then halfway, like, they're getting into it and they haven't done it yet, and they're like, oh, wait, I'm not sure about this. I think you can, at any point, stop. Like, you shouldn't, once you start, you shouldn't be forced to, like,
keep going. But it's also like, as someone else, like, if you gave consent first, it's like, you should have known, like, you should have really thought about it, or else, like, why'd you give consent? Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, oh, why did you stop, I guess, kind of thing.
Just to play devil's advocate, you know, if it's something that can be withdrawn, what would be the point of asking permission in the first place?
I think, that's valid.
Yeah,
I think it shouldn't just be a lightweight question at the end of the day.
When you're with a guy, like, you might think of him in one way, like maybe at the beginning of the night, and you can be more comfortable with him, and then as the night progresses, maybe there's red flags that come up and maybe you change your mind, and that's completely fine. But that would mean that consent would be withdrawn, and if you're going to say, like, I'm not comfortable anymore, then consent's not given anymore.
But I actually do agree with you. I think that it is something that should be able to be withdrawn.
Yeah.
But here's my question. Is there a difference between withdrawing consent during and after the act?
Yes. I think if you're doing it after the act, like after it's all done, you'd be like, oh, I didn't give consent, but you actually did. I think that's where the issues occur. Like, I think if you're in the middle of it, you can withdraw. But after you finish the act, I feel like you can't say, like...
Yeah, that's more regret. That's not even like, oh, I didn't give consent. That's regret. Like, oh, crap, I did it and didn't want to, type thing.
A lot of us girls are nervous to withdraw consent, so we kind of just let things happen. I don't think that it's okay either way. I mean, I think that, like, you know, if they're withdrawing consent, like, whatever the guy is doing is not okay either way, if the woman is uncomfortable, whether or not she said anything.
If a guy gives you an engagement ring and he calls off the engagement, should you give the ring back?
No, hell no. It's my ring.
Okay, so why is it if a man withdraws consent to an engagement, he loses the ring?
I mean, I don't think women are objects like rings are.
I wouldn't say he loses the ring, but you lost the value of that woman.
Okay. If marriage is supposed to be an equal partnership, why does a woman get an expensive engagement ring but a man doesn't?
I mean, I'm sure they could, but I don't think most of them want it. I mean, they get a ring. It's just not really as expensive.
What if a guy wanted like a $20,000 motorcycle?
I mean, I guess it's all between you and your partner. I spoil my men.
If a man consents to sex, does that mean he's consenting to potentially becoming a father?
Well, if he was smart, he would use all the protection and he would do everything in his power to not be the father.
Right.
I think if it happens, it's a consequence of him making the decision of having sex.
Okay. If a woman consents to sex, does that mean she's consenting to potentially becoming a mother?
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think, like, yeah.
If you're doing it, there's a risk of it.
Yeah.
If you take every precaution, you can, and whatever happens, happens.
So why is the man often blamed for getting a woman pregnant, aka knocking her up, when it actually takes two people?
That's tough.
I think it's just another stereotype.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Don't women ultimately get to decide who has sex and who gets born?
True.
Essentially, yeah, I could agree with that.
Are there any decisions more important than those two? Don't those choices determine the future of civilization?
Kind of, yeah.
And doesn't great power come with great responsibility?
Yes.
Yes.
So wouldn't you say that there's a lot of responsibility on the woman when it comes to those issues?
Yes,
I would say so, yeah.
I think responsibility goes both ways.
Okay, that's fair. If two drunk people meet and have drunk sex, how do you know who took advantage of who if neither one could offer responsible consent?
It's not consenting on either.
Yeah.
Neither party was able to soberly consent. So therefore,
what happens?
You know, whatever happens, happens, and that's
unfortunately, aren't most sexual encounters happening under drunken conditions?
Yeah, which is so
that's kind of a problem, right?
Yeah.
If you put yourself in a situation where you choose to drink, where you get so drunk, where you hook up with someone and you don't remember anything and then try to accuse it as being raped, that is not right.
That's why you should always have friends around you.
Exactly. You should
people
never
you trust around you.
And always have a DD. Always.
And I agree with that. Some people, you know, accept that responsibility, and some people call that victim blaming, so it just depends on, you know.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. Victim blaming is definitely, yeah.
You can't really point fingers in that situation.
Yeah.
Okay, but who's typically blamed in that situation?
The man.
Yeah. Okay, is that fair?
No.
Not really, no.
Okay,
not at all.
So why aren't false accusations taken more seriously when there's plenty of scenarios where it's not necessarily just the man's fault?
I think because society sees men as very masculine,
yeah,
over women, so they see always them as taking advantage, but I think that's just another stereotype, another trend that's always seen as like the man being the stronger dominant.
What are the differences between the stereotypical nice guy and the stereotypical bad boy?
The stereotypical nice guy is like, he always gets ignored and he gets swept under the rug, and he's just like, he's the I asked for a hug type of person. And the bad boy, like, he gets bitches and
he opens the car door, but he expects something though.
Okay. Why do you think we have the expression nice guys finish last?
Because a lot of people like overlook their, like, if you have a friend and he's like so sweet to you, and you might not think that he is your would like go for him like that, then you might just like look over him, oh, he's just a friend, but really he's the person who would like always like treat you the way you wanted to be treated.
Okay.
Even if they're like kind of a pushover a little bit. I think women definitely like dominance.
Okay. Well, what do women find attractive about a bad boy?
The dominance.
Yeah.
That might come with like emotional abuse and like stuff like that, but like a lot of women like to be dominated.
Bad boys are just bad boys. They just, they're hot. I don't know.
Okay. Why do we have the expression nice guys finish last?
Probably because they take too long, like, to secure the bag, I guess, like, secure the girl. But with bad boys, they're just like, I want this, that's it.
Okay. And what do women find attractive about a bad boy?
You know, like, gang stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, just, like, having a good time, like, not really worried about any of the stupid shit.
How do bad boys treat women?
Bad boys treat women bad, I guess.
So why is that good?
It's not good. I guess it's just fun.
So what is the difference between withdrawing consent and regretting sex?
Withdrawing consent, you're probably just not comfortable. It just wasn't for you. Mm-hmm. Like, depending on the situation, if you were having sex with someone in the middle of it, you want to stop, it's probably because you're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. The man should not continue, and if he does, well, then that's not right. After, I mean, if you regret it, then you regret it.
But I feel like we have nights that are just like, ugh, like, I regret hanging out with that guy. Like, I don't regret what specifically happened, but, like, I wish it didn't happen.
Do you think we're headed towards needing consent contracts for sex?
I don't think it's gotten that bad. I mean, my gosh.
I feel like that takes out all the spontaneousness.
Yeah, sex.
Or even, like, no one's gonna be like, come sign my contract.
Yeah.
Right, it does definitely take a lot of the romance out of it, but believe it or not, they've actually come out with apps for consent.
Oh, wow.
Consenting apps.
I think it does.
But also, if you did sign one, would you still be able to withdraw consent? Because then you'd kind of be like, you know, it's in writing, you know what I mean?
You got to read the small font. If the paper says, like, you can't withdraw once you sign, then... Right.
And my question is also, you know, if you could withdraw consent after you sign a contract, why are we still using contracts?
That's valid.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, how else would it be possible to hold anyone accountable?
Exactly.
I agree.
So,
I think that at the end of the day, we need more education on consent, and I don't think that there's a lot of funding in that. And I think that men and women, everyone, whatever you identify with, I think that everyone needs to be more informed on consent.
I personally think all sexual encounters should be filmed and sent to me for verification.